There are no proven treatments yet for COVID-19. Many labs are scrambling to create new drugs. But what if we could harness the power of supercomputers to help find solutions? President Trump made this announcement yesterday.
Today, I'm also announcing the launch of a new public-private consortium organized by the White House, the Department of Energy, and IBM to unleash the power of American supercomputing resources to fight the Chinese virus.
Many are rejecting the president's description of the virus, but scientists say using supercomputers to fight it does show promise. As NPR's Joe Palca reports, Oak Ridge National Laboratory in Tennessee is using computing powers to search for drugs already on the market that may work against the disease.
The Oak Ridge approach involves what's called computational structure-based drug discovery. Basically, that means they use a computer to calculate how drugs might work against germs like viruses. And Jeremy Smith says to do that, it helps to have a supercomputer.
We could get these calculations done in one day on this supercomputer, whereas a normal computer, it would take a month.
Smith is the director of the Center for Molecular Biophysics at Oak Ridge. To run the calculations, you need to know about the proteins a virus makes, what their shape is like, and how they infect cells. One key viral protein is called the spike protein. Information about what that protein looked like came out in mid-January, so Smith asked people in his lab if they wanted to start looking for existing drugs that would block it. A colleague named Michaelis Smith said, sure.
So Michaelis, he took this spike protein structure home, and then paradoxically, maybe he got the flu, so he was ill in bed with a fever, but that doesn't stop you running calculations.
Jeremy Smith says the calculations turned up a list of compounds already available that might be able to block the spike protein. But Smith says, remember, the list is based on probabilities based on the physical properties of drug and protein.
Needs to be tested.
That's where Colleen Johnson comes in. She studies viruses at the University of Tennessee Health Science Center in Memphis. She's developed what's called a high-throughput screen. That means she can test a lot of samples at once. Here's how the screen works. She puts cells in containers with tiny wells in them. Then she adds the candidate drug, and then she adds the coronavirus.
And once we add virus, then we allow that to incubate for 2 to 3 days, and then we examine if the cells have been protected from the virus by the drug.
If the cells don't get infected, that means the drug is doing something, although it doesn't mean it will work in people. That will require additional testing. So are any of the candidates she got from Oak Ridge promising?
It's really too early to tell. Really too early to tell. I mean, I'm very hopeful. I'm very hopeful that we have something.
Johnson says Oak Ridge isn't the only place that's coming up with candidate drugs.
Anyone who has compounds that they think might have a chance, I'm happy to put them into our current screen.
And Jeremy Smith at Oak Ridge says they're also continuing to search for possibilities.
As we speak, calculations are running on the supercomputer now to try and get a better estimate of what drugs might work.
It's certainly worth a try. Joe Palca, NPR News.